Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're in Romans chapter 3, and we're entering into that very interesting third verse. What if some did not believe? Now, the object here is, of course, the Jew, because that's the context of the first two verses. What advantage does the Jew have? What's the profit of being circumcised? Paul says, well, in every way, because to this group was given the scripture, the oracles, the speech of God. So then what if some did not believe? Did not believe what? Did not believe the oracles of God. I think the act of believing is linked back to the fact that they have the scriptures. What if they don't believe it? Paul says, will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? So he's saying, and of course the answer, we got to get into the first phrase of verse 4, certainly not, exclamation point. That's his way of answering the question. He's telling you that the unbelief of the Jewish nation in regards to what God said does not mean that God doesn't do what he said. And so we have a link here between the sayings of God in verse 2 and faith, the faithfulness of God in verse 3. So notice the faithfulness of God is linked to what God says. He says it in 2, he's faithful in 3. So the sayings of God or the oracles of God or the word of God is equal to the faith of God or the faithfulness of God. There's no strange coincidence that several chapters later in the same book, Paul will say, faith comes by hearing and hearing the words of Christ, hearing the word of God. So they are closely associated. So the question again, if some of the Jews don't believe what God says, they don't believe the oracles, then does that make those oracles ineffective? And the answer is certainly not, verse 4. And we'll get into the fullness of 4 and 5 over the next few days, but I want to bring something out that's important to the New Testament. Hebrews chapter 4 says this, verses 1 and 2, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. Listen to that. The word that was heard did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith in those who heard it. In verse 1 of Romans 3, Paul asks this question. What is the profit of circumcision? Paul says, well, the prophet is the P-R-O-F-I-T. I enunciate and spell because it's so close to the scriptural word prophet, as in P-R-O-P-H-E-T. The prophet of being circumcised is that you have the scriptures. The author of Hebrews says, well, the gospel was preached to those, but it didn't profit because they didn't mix it with faith. So there's a mixing with faith that allows the word of God to do in our life what it wants to do. So the word doesn't profit those that don't believe it, but the word doesn't lose its power. So think about this. God promises Israel, rest in a man. We know that man is Jesus. But that promise was of no effect if Jesus is rejected. You don't enter into that rest. This is why I struggle with the theological concept that everyone has all of these things even if they don't believe. I don't go there because the promises of salvation, of being at rest in who he is, cannot be to someone who has rejected Christ. If you put your faith in Christ as Messiah, then those oracles of God, that word of God, has the power to do exactly what it's supposed to do. He gave the Savior whether you believed it or not, but you don't enter into that rest without that faith. We'll continue Romans chapter 3 tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.